Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Dalai Lama's Cat and the Claw of Attraction. Dalai Lama's Cat, Book 6, written and read by David Mickey. When it comes to food, there is nothing that we cats like more than novelty. The beguiling aroma of some unexpected morsel rising from one's bowl. The intriguing flavor on sinking one's fangs into a new and flavorsome treat. That morning, Tenzin had arrived to serve breakfast, His Holiness being away on a visit to Sera Monastery. From his satchel, he produced a brand of cat food I had never seen before. On disgorging its contents into a saucer, a pungent tang of seafood instantly filled the room. "There you go, HHC." Tenzin always addressed me with a certain formality, using the initials by which I was known in official circles, an abbreviation of His Holiness's Cat. He placed the saucer on the floor in front of me with an expression that rarely crossed the face of such a consummate diplomat. He wasn't even trying to hide his revulsion. Had I been able to speak, I might have passed on the Dalai Lama's frequent reminder that nothing is inherently pleasant or unpleasant from its own side. It is merely your karma that forces you to see it as so. Had I been able to speak, however, even if for this one and only time in my life, I wouldn't have. As soon as the saucer touched the floor, my face was in it, inhaling the ripe and unusual deliciousness as I took my first noisy mouthful. A medley of cod, sole, and shrimp, Tenzin was reading aloud from the packet above me, presented in a lavish briny sauce. Quite why he should find this of interest, I neither knew nor cared. The succulent scrumptiousness of the food was all that preoccupied me. Food has been my constant obsession from the time that I first arrived in Dharamshala as a tiny kitten. And one person understood my cravings better than anyone. That morning, dozing in a room which felt empty and forlorn without the Dalai Lama's presence, my thoughts turned to her quite naturally, to the treats and morsels that she constantly bestowed on me, the effusive welcome I was always guaranteed. High time, was it not, to visit His Holiness's VIP chef, Mrs. Trinchy? Until recently, such a visit wouldn't have been possible. She lived too far away. As I padded out the gates of Namgyal Monastery, I recalled the unexpected and quite enchanting discovery that had brought my number one fan within my ambit. Mrs. Trinchy's daughter, Serena, and her husband, Sid, lived only a short distance away at 21 Tara Crescent. Further up the same road as Namgyal, they had a raised, rambling bungalow with white walls and a spacious wraparound veranda, its most distinctive feature being a crenellated tower that rose up two stories and was shrouded in ivy. Near the top was a room with wide picture windows on all four sides, a viewing chamber in which I had passed many an evening.